The Astoria City Council this week approved a lease with cruise company American Cruise Lines that will allow the company to continue to dock its river cruise ships at the 17th Street Dock by the Columbia River Maritime Museum. ACL will manage the dock for the city, which will free up city staff from these duties. The cruise company will pay the city $80,000 annually for 3 years. After that, the city will receive an additional $500 for each vessel that docks there above a threshold of 110 ships. The agreement will allow faster repairs of dock infrastructure, and ACL will cover improvements to the facility. The plan is to eventually allow 2 river cruise ships to dock at the 17th Street Dock at the same time. During the council meeting's public comment period, Astoria resident Fred White complained that noise from the cruise ships already causes problems at his home on the hill above the dock. He asked the city to consider shoreside power options, in which ships dock and then shut off their engines and plug into power on the dock. The U.S. Coast Guard already uses shore power when their cutters are at that dock. This allows ships to shut off their engines and generators and still have electrical power. Here's Fred White.
I object to a lease that does not address the air and noise pollution that will occur when two cruise ships are docked at the same time at the 17th Street Dock.
White said that since river cruise ships currently idle at the dock continuously while they're in port, the noise continues around the clock and is loud enough to disrupt sleep for him and his wife. Councillor Tom Brownson said he investigated White's complaint, and when a river cruise ship was there, he also went up on the Astoria hillside near White's home to listen.
And I went up to Irving, up near Fred's home, and sure enough, I heard the same rumble, clear as day.
The council ultimately agreed to include shore power in expansion plans for the dock when cruise ship volume increases to the point where there are regularly 2 river cruise ships docked by the museum. Any expansion plans for the dock would be modified to include shoreside power for cruise ships. The council voted unanimously to approve the new lease. Another cruise line, American Queen Steamboat Company, a competitor of ACL, also competed for the lease, but the city ultimately chose ACL. The lease includes provisions to protect American Queen from being negatively affected by the current lease. American Cruise Lines is headquartered in Connecticut. The line operates 12 small cruise ships along the eastern seaboard and western seaboard, as well as the Mississippi, Ohio, and Columbia Snake River systems. I'm Joanne Rideout reporting.